Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey there. Hi there. Ho there. Yes, sirree. It's so nice to be back, everybody.
Yay.
It is so nice to be back. And you know what? I had this goal in mind that when I went under the knife, that I was actually going to get my surgery a week ago Thursday, and then I was going to come back in, and I was going to be on the air either Monday or Tuesday of this past week.
Right.
And what an amazing surprise to be when I realized that major surgery knocks you completely and totally on your ass.
Yes, it is called major.
Recovery,
but,
Mike.
But I am so glad to be back, and really, it's been an interesting journey, and I'm chomping at the bit to tell you all about it. Now, what are you tittering at? You tittering at the elephant in the room?
And I remember telling Rob,
you know that he can't get out of his own way. I mean, you can't.
No,
sorry. Try as you may, you're the dumbest motherfucker I've ever worked with him in my life.
He's not. He's the nicest guy we know in radio.
The niceness gets in the way of and I believe me, here, the issue is not the fact that we have a guest on the day that I'm coming back, or that there was never any effort to tell me that guests were coming in. I was going to come back yesterday and do an opening vignette, but you had Tony come in. And the guests were starting to be, and by the way, guests are either someone we've had on 15 times before,
yes,
or they are passionate listeners of the show. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just your boy loves it. First of all, let's say hi to Merle Rogers, who's a guest. Big fan of the show. And Merle gets it. If
Merle
was producing this show, Merle would have told me she was coming in on the day that I was returning.
You know what, Merle? Would you
and
like to produce the show?
It stunts me.
Might be an opening soon.
You don't produce the show. You don't.
I know.
But what stuns me is how many decades will we work together where you will... His
heart was in the right place.
It always is. That's what I freaking hate about it.
I think that there's a benefit to that, but sometimes...
I'm coming in. I get wheeled in from my deathbed, 50 Shades of Grey. I am 15 minutes... I am sitting in a chair prior to coming on this show because I don't want to do anything where I will stand, walk, or anything that will deplete
exertion,
the blood loss and the exertion to come in, because I don't look as good as I want. And I'm coming in to see the guys. Now Merle is a different person as far as a fan. I don't know if there are many other people
that would still be in this room right now.
Both counts. She gets it. She gets the joke. But the thing about it is that... you know, we're very intimate when it comes to doing this show. It's a very intimate thing. And you were afraid to let me know. It's as obvious. You know that's true. You had no intention of letting me know for whatever reason in your mind or where it was that someone was.
I was completely
surprised because it's like somebody, you're having family over for breakfast.
Right.
And somebody brings a guest in that you didn't get a chance to put on your nice clothes because it's just the family, and you surprise me with that.
Hey, look, it's Jabril.
And I haven't seen you guys for a couple of weeks, and I'm sitting there ready for like the nice reunion for the camera to go on, and Rob goes, "By the way, we have a guest, Mike."
Yeah.
And it's like you just stun me sometimes. Oh. I mean, I'm sitting here. I want it to be a reunion, and you ruin it.
Is it really ruined? Because
you didn't tell me we had a guest today, just like you didn't tell me you had a guest yesterday, and I was going to pop in, and I was like, well, that's okay. Because I don't know how your brain works. I don't know how the syntax works.
Well, it may be a couple things. I wasn't aware that you didn't know about Tony and didn't know about Merle because I guess, Rob, would it be okay for me to jump to the conclusion that you would have told him?
Sure.
Okay, that's fine, right?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell him?
Didn't tell him because I didn't know what his schedule was, and I didn't want to burden him with any extraneous details. I also didn't 100%
that right there, for anyone running any business on any level at all, didn't want to burden the boss with any extraneous
the
details.
Boss who is recovering. Right now, no, the boss that, is that recovering, anthem, and I just want you to relax.
That anthem. Everything you've effed up in the last year has been because you don't want to. You want to keep something from me, or you don't want to let me know what's going on. And that's just stunning. And I came in with this, like, I'm psyching myself
I'm back,
up to come
baby.
In here. Right. And right away, it's something I didn't know about. And it's okay on the big scale of things. It doesn't matter. But I wasn't prepared psychologically. I was like sitting here going, and it's just, you didn't want to burden me? Why? You didn't want to burden me?
No.
Is that really true?
Sure.
You didn't want to burden me?
Mike, you've had a hell of a week, have you not?
Now I have.
Oh, but up to now, it was great, right?
No, you have burdened me with this. With
well, then my
lack
apology.
Of knowledge for a guest camp. But you know, this is the same stuff.
We've had people sit
over
in
and over
a
and
dozen
over
times. A dozen
what did
times.
What did I tell you? I told you I was coming back today, did I not?
You did. You did.
But look,
my very first baptism of fire back to the show is a complete, total rave out. And by the way, I know that
this
I will look like
this isn't so bad
complete,
on the scale of things.
I know I will look like a complete a-hole.
No, no. I look like an a-hole.
That body you robbed, that really doesn't bug you.
No.
That helps you.
Mike,
but anyway.
I'm
the
a-hole here. I'm the a-hole.
No, Rob.
No, I am.
You're worried about Mike.
You never will be.
I understand that. Though, know this.
Right.
That the lesson learned here is worrying about Mike, you have to weigh the risk of rave out.
Burdening me with details.
Yeah, the risk of rave out. So
burdening me with details is not, that's not the worry. The worry is that I would say, could we maybe postpone it or do it on another day? And by the way, Merle, if this puts you in an uncomfortable position, look across the way right there. Okay, there it's
his. My fault.
Anyway, so the thing is, by the way, because Merle is Merle, by the way, Merle gets to stay for the whole
and
show.
She's
because
loving
I love
everything.
Merle.
She's
and I know she's enjoying this because she knows the ABCs of the show.
Sure.
But Merle, take the top
me,
off.
Bernie isn't, but let's be honest, burdening me with details, isn't that really just avoiding? What's the C word that you don't like to do on anything?
Confrontation.
Or conflict of any kind whatsoever.
Both great,
which
yes.
would be, could we do it maybe next week or when we come back from vacation? And then thinking, well, then I'd have to make a rearrangement with other people. And I would, isn't it really taking away any kind of conflict or confrontation that might come before the fact?
True enough.
Isn't that real?
Yeah, but I think that there's a scale that we're working here. And Rob, maybe we could deduce
but
it for ourselves as far as Mike's
to
concerned.
It just because that's all. I try to explain. It's the analogy of, you've just gotten over the stomach flu.
Yes.
And you're having your brothers come over just to stop in. And one of the brothers decides he wants to bring a friend.
Like his hot girlfriend.
That's
right. And you're like, really? You're going to bring over the 10 now? I don't even look like I used to look like 2 weeks ago.
Because the first word that comes into my was embarrassment. I was embarrassed about that. And that's when because of my depleted narco condition that I'm in right now.
Narcos.
Oscar knew instantaneously because I looked at it and he saw me look down. And you probably knew instantaneously too, Rob.
Sure,
That was, but not so instantaneously where you would have anticipated it. But that's it. I just wanted to get
I built the scale,
chest.
Mike. I built the scale of communication. This is the risk level.
Yeah. Okay, what
on,
is it?
On one side and on the other side, if we're doing a risk analysis, right? Mm-hmm. There are actually, I thought there's going to be so many other levels to this risk analysis.
This is a simple one.
I completely own the fact that I am difficult to work with, but shut up. I also own the fact that I am not as difficult to work with as others and other type A people.
Okay.
But I know that I can be a pain in the ass. I know that, especially, ask my wife.
Yeah, and in business school, Mike, we call it the asshole coefficient.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, the asshole coefficient. Absolutely.
Sorry,
Merle and I. Merle and I were actually discussing that before. Hey, Merle, we were discussing that before the show, weren't we?
Yes. Okay, so
don't say
the scale. The scale is I don't care all the way on the left.
Sure,
right. So he's like, no big deal. Anybody can come in. And then really, the only other option is rave out.
Right.
So
so it's a coin flip. It's not even a sliding scale. Mike, did they show you the chart in the hospital?
There's no gray area.
There's no middle.
did they show you the scale in the hospital that has 1 through 10 and there's different faces that show how much pain you're in?
They're big on giving the number of the pain assignment, which is I'll discuss that. But yes, they're big on that one. Yes.
So the pain scale on this is just 1 and 2.
That's right.
It's not one
being
10.
Nothing and 2 being the worst.
Exactly.
But because I got that off of my chest, it's all gone.
Okay.
I forgive you totally.
You purged, Mike.
I purged myself, and I hope you forgive me for my rave.
Mike,
out,
there's no reason.
Drug fueled.
There is no reason to forgive a man who is right.
Thank you. That's very kind of you. And the fact is that things will not change, and you will go nowhere, and I will go nowhere, and we will continue to work together.
You're
because
literally not being able. You can't even walk.
No, he's talking about geographically and emotionally.
No, because I love him far. I love him far more than I hate him when he does these things.
Yeah.
But like a brother, when he does these things, I want to take a steak knife and I want to stab him in the center of his hand with it.
Oh,
Now Merle is passing a note to Rob. What is that?
Hand me that note,
is it
please,
a good
Merle.
Line? Is it a good line?
Merle's she says, real comfortable.
How do you work with this guy? Not really.
All right, start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I don't remember seeing any legs, but it definitely had arms because it reached out for me.
Arms? I can't wait to get a look at this thing.
Alice, I'm going to ask you a couple of standard questions, okay? Have you or any member of your family ever been diagnosed schizophrenic, mentally incompetent?
My uncle thought he was Saint Jerome.
I'd call that a big yes. Are you habitually using drugs, stimulants, alcohol?
No,
just asking. Are you, Alice, menstruating right now?
What has that got to do with it?
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
Ray, it's moving. Come on.
Look.
This is hot, Ray.
Symmetrical book stacking, just like the Philadelphia man's turbulence of 1947.
You're right. No human being would stack books like this.
Listen. You smell something?
I'm worried, Ray. It's getting crowded in there, and all my recent data points to something big on the horizon.
What do you mean, the big?
Well, let's say this Twinkie represents the normal amount of psychokinetic energy in the New York area. According to this morning's sample, it would be a Twinkie 35 feet long, weighing approximately 600 pounds.
That's a big Twinkie.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
That's from the old one. Rob went to see the new one. We're going to get a review, find out if it does suck or not. We don't know yet. Live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online everywhere, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it, and if you are here, you will too. Our phone lines are always open. No, they're not. 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime, everybody. Our show today is brought to you by Ring. There's a home burglary every 13 seconds. That, to me, is an absolutely stunning fact. That is more than 4 per minute. Most of them happen in broad daylight, and they usually start with the crook ringing your doorbell, making sure that you're not at home, and then they break in. It's that simple. They're crooks. They're burglars.
Crooks.
They're stupid people. They're not complex. The Ring video doorbell has been proven to stop burglaries before they happen by allowing you to see and speak to anyone approaching your door just by using your smartphone. Now Ring is using their advanced motion detection technology to protect your entire property with the Ring of Security Kit. The kit includes a Ring video doorbell for your front door and a Ring stick-up cam. It's a wireless, weatherproof HD camera to keep an eye on other parts of your property. The Ring video doorbell and the stick-up cam both install in minutes, and together they provide 24/7 monitoring of your entire home, whether you're in the living room or thousands of miles away. It's absolutely wonderful to protect your stuff and to protect your home even when you're not there. Right now, for a limited time, our listeners can get $50 off the Ring of Security Kit. It's the lowest price anywhere. Just go to ring.com/TMOS right now.
When?
Join the hundreds of thousands who protect their home with Ring. Go to ring.com/TMOS for $50 off. That's ring.com/TMOS. And we thank you. Well, great to be back. And, you know, it was a bit of a journey. And I have to say, the whole Pokemon BS thing, I plead total and complete ignorance.
Okay, Mike.
Pokemon Go.
Is it possible to summarize? Because as much as I'm curious, because I don't know, I'm not really curious, and I'd love it to be summarized in like a paragraph. What is the whole?
I think I can give you a thumbnail and just give you perspective. All week, this has been a phenomenon, so we have mentioned different aspects of the story.
And don't be fooled; he's going to take sort of a newsman tone when he tells you this. He's playing it. He's out on the streets playing it.
I figured. So what? What do you put a suit on?
No suit.
It zips up the back.
If you have a smartphone, Android or iOS device, Mike, you load this game onto your phone. It uses your GPS coordinates to really give you a augmented reality of your surroundings. That allows you
slow down because I'm stupid. So no. you put it in. You plug it into your. It's an app.
Yes, an app.
All right.
It's an app for that. Merle's now playing it.
Did I just
hear it? Oh, Merle's taking pictures. Merle, how about you put that phone on silent?
Yeah.
Merle, are you playing the Pokemon thing now, Merle?
No, she's taking a picture of Pony. That's another augmented reality.
Merle, do you have the app, darling?
Please talk to me. I do. I actually just took a picture of a Zubat in front of Tony.
Oh, she's playing it. You can catch something in. I got it. No, excuse me.
They're in here now?
Yeah, they're in here.
One right here.
They're in here, Mike. I need the points.
It's a Zubat.
Don't take the Zubat. Bro, that's not yours.
I don't understand.
Okay, so basically, Mike, this is a Kid Toucher's dream. You take this app. You go, it's that or somebody that wants to rob your iPhone. You go around town and then you look for people staring down at their phone and then you take it from them because they'd have nothing better to do in their lives than walk around and catch fake creatures in the wild.
But you virtually take things from them? You don't take their phone out of
people their hand. People are being robbed because they're so distracted by Pokemon Go that a thief now doesn't even have to walk up with any type of weapon. They just come by and snatch the phone and run.
I got to figure it out.
Yeah.
So if I'm sitting at Star Wars,
you're at Star Wars.
Not Star Wars.
If
I'm sitting at Starbucks and I have downloaded the Pokemon Go app.
Yes.
And I look across and there is a Pokemon character at the table next to me.
Let's say Pikachu sitting next to you.
Sure.
So Pikachu, that means somebody's playing the game?
Yeah, that means that the location you're at is probably a historic landmark or...
Probably
a historic landmark or a landmark of some sort in the city where the game itself has generated these creatures.
You have no idea, Mike, the furor that this has created. Last night or the night before at 10 o'clock, there is a small park in downtown Leesburg where the WNOD trail goes through.
Yeah.
At 10 o'clock at night, there's heat lightning in the sky. No fewer than 24 kids just meandering in the park, staring at their phones. It's really, really
And what is
three panel vans idling on the street next door?
When you look into your phone, you will see a picture. Let's say you're in that park, okay? And you look in your phone.
Map? You've got Google Maps or something?
Well, you look in your phone and the camera is on, so you'll see the grass and the pavement.
You guys got to give me... I got to get step by step.
Okay, how about this?
You're making all these assumptions that I know.
I apologize.
You look at your camera.
We'll go back.
I don't know.
We'll go back to square one. We'll go back to square one. Okay. You wake up. You put on your shirt, you get in your wheelchair, and you roll down to the local park with little Michael.
That's right.
Right?
Okay. Have I downloaded an app into my phone?
It's your choice. You can either do it at the park or you can do it at home on your Wi-Fi.
I can download the app
Pokemon Go.
Okay. When I'm trying to find out where these little bastards are,
yes.
And Rob says, I'm looking at my camera.
So
I don't. That's what confuses
when you,
me.
When you download the game, you create your own little avatar. You can dress them up in different colors, create the hair
when
color.
When I download the app.
Yes. Once you do that, right. You create your own little avatar. Once you create your avatar, which is basically virtual Mike.
Right.
They show.
Like that pony boy thing they made the other day.
Exactly.
Yeah. You can give yourself like an orange jumpsuit. You can choose your hair color. You can have a fake hip.
So once you've created that avatar, the game.
Hardy, har, har, hardy, har.
The game will generate a version of you on.
Merle love that one.
On to a.
Funny Rob! Funny Rob!
It'll show your likeness on a what looks to be a Google map, but the game is using Google Maps to find locations around you that are important
to
that area.
So the map you look at is part of the app that you download.
Yes.
Thank you.
So that GPS coordinate now will find different locations around your area where you can play the Pokemon Go game. And by play,
and
I mean,
all you're trying to do is find other people that are playing the game?
No. You're collecting like you would.
You said yeah. Rob said no.
No, you're not looking for other players. You're looking for Pokemon.
You're looking for Pokemon characters from the actual game that you can capture with your phone. By capture, you're basically playing, a drinking ping pong game where you flick the ping pong to capture the Pokemon once you find them.
To go to the spot.
You have to go to
them?
It's GPS based. So a lot of kids are walking around.
So So if you're going to find the character that is not attached to any human being, you will go into the park and on your little map app, you will see lots of other people, avatars, that are doing the same thing, but they're all trying to catch the same person. They're all trying to catch the same character.
There are multiple characters in different locations, but essentially, yes.
So if I go in and say, Rob's got a little piggy avatar, and I've got a little elephant avatar.
Yes.
Rob's the elephant, I'm the pig. Rob's the piggy, I'm the elephant. And we go into the park.
Though.
And we see there's a Pokemon character.
Yes.
And I get to the park and I swipe on it. Rob can't get it.
I've never been in this position where two people have been. And that's why I was so excited when Merle found one of these little creatures.
Because you went to look for it right away?
Yeah, because before the game even hit big, I think on Monday when we were just starting to like really get become the phenomena, I started playing it because I wanted to figure out what was going on, right? Maybe last Friday.
Right. Yeah.
And because I saw all these kids talking about it.
So there's no real competition. You're just trying to collect.
Yeah, the competition is between you and how far you want to walk around or travel to collect all these characters.
Yeah, for example, yesterday Julia came running through the kitchen. Robert, I'm at level 7. And he's, how do you do that? And so the kids are, you know, at neck and neck with each other.
Level 7 predicated on how many of these characters you collect?
Mm-hmm. And
you advance. Right.
Rob is bringing his son into town tomorrow so he can walk around Georgetown because historic areas have more poke stops or places you can find these characters.
Just because the game is laid out that way?
Yep, and it's laid out that way. Think about taking little Michael when he comes to D.C. and playing this game with him. He'll be more into walking around and actually reading those little plaques that are on buildings and picking up his poke stop credits simply by walking around because he's playing this game.
So it's kind of a way to get people to walk around and explore their environment?
Yes.
I would
say
more
justification for it.
In Leesburg, more dogs are being walked now than ever before because people are going out walking their dogs and playing with the Pokemon game at the same time.
You can be walking your dog. You take your dog to downtown Leesburg or Manassas or D.C.
Anywhere.
Or Fort Myers, Florida. And you can walk out, and as you're walking your dog, you pop on your little app, and you see if there are any of these creatures that are floating around, and then you swipe on them, and you get one
There's a little game. It's like a beer drinking game because it reminds you of throwing a ping pong into a beer cup.
Yeah, you have to flip a ball to hit the Pokemon to capture.
So one last question, getting back to the question. If you're in a park and there's one of these characters and there are five people that are playing the game, can they all get the character?
Mike, if I could give you that answer, I'd be a better broadcaster. I don't know. Right.
But you were out with your buddy on a date. How did that work out?
Ty and I stumbled around drunk.
You and Todd did it together. That's perfect. That is perfect.
I mean, you two are both competitive, so what happens when you saw a Pokemon?
The Jack and Diets got in the way of Pokemon because we went and pre-gamed at a restaurant.
Yeah.
And then he goes, you want to walk around? He goes, it's so hot outside. Let's just go to another bar. So
Oscar captured four things that had limes in it.
Mike, on Wednesday night, it was Todd, me, and the piano player sitting at the piano. Todd and I are throwing dollar bills.
Your local piano bar.
Throwing dollar bills at the piano player because we like we were a strip club, right?
Sure.
To play the hits. And we're sitting at the piano. No one else.
By the way, I commit to you, within the year, I will participate in that activity with you and Mr. Moore. I commit to you, I will participate in that activity, and hopefully on two good legs.
Yeah, and
yes, absolutely.
Like, I believe it, and I got to tell you, when I woke up the next morning, I felt like, and Todd said it best, like someone had Men in Black dust when they actually throw that little light in your eyes and what happened. And then I started piecing together the the evening, and I said, oh, my God. Like, we were, that piano guy probably thought we were hitting on him.
Sure.
Like, we sat there for an hour and a half throwing money at him as he played the hits, and then Todd and him did a duet. I was the only one in the audience.
Well, okay, you know what? He was hoping for a threesome is what he was hoping for.
Last Pokemon Go question I have for you. If I have the app, and I'm looking at this map that is downloaded with the app, how wide can I go? For example, if I wake up in the morning, can I sit at my breakfast table, widen the map out to the entire city of Washington, D.C., and make my... Now, how come it doesn't work that way?
Pick them up. You'll be too far away. You actually have to be at the coordinates based on your phone and GPS to get the Pokemon.
Within how...
for example, I have a historic park, I want to say a block away from my house. And I can't pick up the Pokemon there. I can't pick up the Pokemon there. I just can't. I try.
Rob, were you applauding the fact that he's got a historic park near his house?
You know, he loves history. And with Oscar, history comes alive.
Yeah, that's why I
would say when I did my initial walk, and I've only done it once, I'm going to do it again with Robert tomorrow. It seemed to me like he needed to be within about 20 or 25 feet for the capture.
So you have no guarantee of running into a Pokemon. And by the way, Merle's doing a great job of communicating this to me. You are, because so you get the game and you've played it, and you have to, Merle, you have to head out and just get lucky to stumble and assume maybe if you go to a park, that's where they're going to be, or a museum, that's where they're going
to
be.
Yeah, just don't go into the Holocaust Museum.
A lot of churches have them.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Merle,
right,
look at you.
You just have to kind of wing it, right?
Yeah.
And you have to get out. You have to get out and about. It's a way of getting people out. Is that
Robert,
right?
On the way home from the movies last night, said, Dad, can you go home on that other road so we can check that road out? They're hunting them while they're in the car. I've never seen them into a game like this before.
People are dying too, though.
Really? Because
falling
people are
off,
like,
falling
getting
off
into
of
accidents.
Cliffs, falling yeah, off of cliffs. Really. Walking in parks.
Walking into things. Yeah.
Getting mugged.
Yeah.
One girl
was caught. She was walking around a graveyard, and you know how they lock up the gates at night? She got caught in a graveyard overnight.
Well, she deserved it.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at that.
No Arlington National Cemetery. That became a problem. They had to remind everybody not to play that game there. No Holocaust Museum. Be respectful of the monuments, and you're good to go. But there are the game, you know, to its credit, I mean, if you're in the White House and you're on a White House tour, you're getting a rare Pokemon.
Oh, because you'd be in there and you'd happen to be playing the game and collect it when no one else is doing that.
Unless POTUS already got it.
POTUS. Is there a grand poobah? Obviously, the people that designed the app?
It's actually a collaboration between Nintendo and Google.
Oh, so the big people.
Yeah. There's no one guy in the race that's like, oh, changed my life.
All right, tell you what I'm going to do. Thank you. Now I know.
There you go.
I've done my job. And by the way, kids, that's like an example of broadcast journalism 101.
Yeah.
I literally knew nothing when we went in. I know all I need to know and probably have no desire to learn anything more right now. That's the way that goes. We will take a break. I am going to stand up and stretch my legs, and we will be back in about a minute or two. Okay.
Okie doke.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
I was the funny, helpful fat guy.
Oh, man.
I know.
Sorry you didn't need your license.
Guilty as charged. Guilty as charged. But
did you have a girlfriend then?
I had a couple girlfriends in high school, yeah.
Those drama girls, I mean... They'll
do anything.
Oh, I think they'll do anything.
One thing they won't do.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Bonus.
That's a good promo. Welcome. First time I heard it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Avant. I'll have it to you by tomorrow. You've heard that before.
Yeah.
If you're borrowing money, those are the exact words you want to hear. So borrow through Avant, because the money you borrow today could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. Avant makes borrowing simple, convenient, and quick. You simply go to avantoffer.com and check your rate. Checking your rate is risk-free. There's no effect on your FICO score. Complete your application in minutes, literally minutes, and the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. Avant provides access to unsecured personal loans at competitive interest rates. See how easy and convenient borrowing is through Avant. Now, listen to this. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this offer and to check your rate risk-free, go to avantoffer.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's AVANTOffer.com, promo code TMOS, AvantOffer.com, and TMOS.
Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited by ACH for delivery next business day, if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. Well, let's we got the Pokemon stuff. Oscar's got one final point about if there are more than two people
yes.
in a Pokemon location at the same time.
Whoever engages with the Pokemon in the wild first, they get first dibs. Merle and I tried to engage at the same time, and since I had him up on my screen, Merle couldn't see him, so it is first come, first serve.
And Pokemon in the wild, Mike, much better than the farm raised. You want to really find those if you can.
Is that an expression for the game, Pokemon in the wild?
Apparently, these guys are all more advanced than me. I hope to know a lot more tomorrow.
But, I like the element that if you happen to see somebody in a park, a Pokemon character in a park, and you swipe it first,
mm-hmm.
you get the credit, and the other guy's SOL. That adds a competitive element to it that I think is
a lot of fun.
Good.
It's cool.
It's very cool.
So welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We dealt with the Pokemon. We dealt with Rob and Mike and all the fun things that we do, and Gail and Bill and all the lovely moments we have on the show. I have to say, before I want to give you my whole litany of medical stuff that I've been dealing with, it's incredible to be blessed with people that make your life easier and step up when they need to step up. And Rob and Oscar, for me, the support they gave, not just doing what they did, and the shows have been phenomenal while I've been gone, and they work hard to bring those shows to you. That way, when one of our trifecta is missing, it's never easy to do these shows. It's just not the same. And the shows always have to be crafted in a different way, and they have to be presented in a different way. And the guys did a great job with that. But also just the support to me and the wording about personal messages. It's one thing to say, it's okay, take care, you know, get the rest. But the way both Rob and Oscar worded those things to me just makes me feel good when I need to feel good.
Who did better?
And
of the two of us.
You don't get that. You don't get that today. The thing that was great about it is you guys just were, you know, we communicate with each other very efficiently. I mean, it's not over the top. It's just matter of fact. And you know that it's on my mind. And I don't, no matter what the circumstances are, you know that I've got one of these that I'm doing, and I'm probably going to have the other one done as mm-hmm. well. I learned some things about the process during doing this, but it's just nice to have a machine that keeps chugging along.
That you don't have to worry about.
Right.
And that I don't have to worry about, and makes people
laugh,
including myself. I mean, I listened to that promo for the bonus show, and I know that you guys know how to bring the funny, and it's great, and the shows are strong, and we've got a very, very good crew. I mean, any baseball team wants to have depth on the bench, and we've got that, and I just wanted to say thank you to both of you guys.
Thank you, man.
It was high praise.
As we said many times, we missed you so bad, but we didn't want to rush you, and you know, we need to have you healthy and at 100%, but that being said, it is so nice to have you back.
Yes.
You know, I've worked on other shows where, and I will pat myself on the back for this, I've worked on other shows, and Rob knows what I'm talking about here, you know, where if there's someone that's not part of it, you kind of have this massive anxiety hanging over the show. And we don't have that on our show because we all fill each other's roles very nicely. And we all kind of come in and we have our different strengths that we do. And everybody is allowed to spread their wings and do what they want to do comedically and in any other way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's a real collaborative effort. And I tell people this when I'm talking about the show. This is the first genuine collaborative effort that I've ever had in my career, this podcast as it is now. with Rob and Oscar and me. It's genuine collaboration. I don't shut down any ideas. I don't say my way or the highway. I'm very open-minded, sometimes to a fault. I think sometimes I ought to be more engaged than I am. But the fact is that it works, and I'm very happy that that not only was I able to take this time when I didn't anticipate I was going to need this time, but that it worked out well. So thank you. That's my way of saying thank you.
You're more than welcome, and you don't even need to say it.
Yeah, man. What's great about what we've done, and you mentioned this, we learned some more and more about as I'm finishing up my program, is the culture we live in today in this studio is really one of trust, right?
Mm-hmm.
That right. You trust us, and the idea that you can, I would say, if you're in a better mental state, you're going to recover faster, that you can just relax and yep. know that we've got your back and vice versa yeah. to get what we need to get done.
Well, the culture also that we have on our show is that we know the passion of the small band of supporters we have for this show. And relative to other podcasts and other satellite radio and other radio networks and all that, it is smaller than that. We know that we have to respond to our listener base, and we have to pay attention to our listener base, and we take it seriously. And I take it seriously. So when I think that I'm going to be able to come back and I'm not, I think the point I'm trying to make here, it takes a lot to have me not do that, because I, in my mind, okay, a week ago Thursday, mm-hmm. not yesterday, but a week ago Thursday, I had major surgery to get a brand new hip put in me, and I assumed that it was going to be Thursday, get the surgery, recover on Friday, discharged on Saturday, which actually happened,
mm-hmm.
then a really nice day of recovery on Sunday, and then Monday I wouldn't come in because I'd probably need one more day of rest.
To be safe.
Yeah. I said, but Tuesday was kind of, I was really going to, be taking the liberty of not coming in until Tuesday. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, was I
Tuesday
wrong.
Was almost a step backwards for you, wasn't it? I mean, I remember there is men, and we've worked together almost 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
I can almost never spot fake enthusiasm in you when
right.
you're really, really trying to pull one over.
Right.
But you came in on Thursday, and we weren't even seeing each other.
On Tuesday.
On Tuesday, we weren't seeing each other. We were just talking, and you went, "Hey." I said, "How you doing?" You say, "I don't know. There's a lot more pain than I thought." And then,
oh my God.
And you muddled through and you got the spots done and everything. Yep. And I was ready. I'll just say this. Every day this week, I came to work with an open that said, "Here's Mike." And an yep. open that said, "Here's Rob." Because yep. I think it was moment to moment.
It's major surgery.
It is huge, and we didn't expect you.
I had no idea. I didn't know what the hell was going to happen. I mean, I knew I was getting major surgery. I knew they were
right.
going to open me up. I had this, I've been scoped in my shoulder before and
right.
in my knee, and I've had surgeries done before. This was something that I truly did not anticipate. I did not know that it was going to be the deal that it ended up being. And I probably should have just assumed that. But you know what? Everybody centering around this surgery, there are many, many different people that want to tell you about theirs, because a lot of people have had the procedure done. Okay.
And everyone is different.
Everyone's different. Let me tell you the one old man that I latched on to, put it in my brain, and never let go. That's it. This is going into a pre-surgery class, and we are walking in. By the way, you can tell my voice is not back yet, as far as, I still have that.
Right.
And that, that will come eventually, or I'll sound like this till my dying day, and I'll begin to the slow descent of sounding like an old man.
Hope you enjoyed Charlie's last appearance.
I listen to Rush Limbaugh. I think it might be the oxy that's making me sound. Yeah. Then I'll get cochlear implants.
Yeah, his fake deafness, I think, also works against that.
So the thing, we're walking and this guy says to me, "My wife had that done, and all she did, she never took anything more than 2 Tylenol for the entire recovery. She was on her feet." You hear things like that. You hear things that people are up and about doing normal activity in, I'm not going to exaggerate that. I'm going to say 3 weeks. And then I can buy, because I think it's a pretty quick turnaround. But you hear these wonderfully positive stories about recovery. Well, they are wonderfully positive, and I think the recovery rates on this particular procedure are tremendous. They're just not tremendous within the first week.
Yeah.
And I really didn't get that until roundabout Tuesday when Rob, where I would come in and I would do the spots in the morning, and I'm going, and I'm doing the spots with you. And as I'm doing the spots, I look down and I have perspired through a t-shirt.
Yeah.
An entire t-shirt. Yeah. And the rude awakening for me is this is after I got home from the hospital.
Hospital.
And I look over and I see the side where they put it in. And I have a scar that goes from the upper part of my thigh up to just above my waist.
Thanks for the pic, by the way.
Yeah, dude.
I thought that was a shark attack pic.
It really did. It looked like something.
I was like, oh my God, who's that?
I saw this on
Discovery, yeah.
They told me they might glue this thing together. That might be a little glue they put in.
Right.
I picture everything you hear about with the surgery is, you know, it's just a tiny little incision. No, this was the whole hip. This was the whole area where they sliced you open.
Can I ask a pain-related question?
You can ask any question you have. That's what I'm here for. But Rob, you know what?
What's that?
You can ask all your questions because I'm here to answer all your questions, but I also want to value the sponsors at the same time on the Mike O'Mara Show. That's why we're going to take a short break and come back with all the details, including a little bump in the road. Well, maybe more than a bump in the road that we had last night, probably at about 2:30 in the morning in the O'Mara household. Well, let me give you a sound cue as to what happened, okay? Deary, dear. You know those wheels on the Sleep Number bed frame? They're supposed to lock!
Oh.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun right after this.
Here come the dancers, one by one.
You know the Bad Company guy lives down here?
He does?
The lead singer, yeah, they had him in one of the Foo Foo magazines. They did an article on him, so just thought I'd pass that along.
Does he have two hips?
Yeah, a lot of those rockers, you know.
I know.
They get new ones. Hey, everybody. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Amazon. Summer's hot, but you want to be cool. Buy all your stuff on Amazon. You know what to do. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It is simple. And now relax and go back and be cool, because I know in D.C. in particular, what's it, 114 degrees there today?
It was going to be 190 today and a heat index of 195.
You know,
so
we're
feels
getting
hotter than it is.
We're getting green slime, toxic slime.
Oh, wow.
Is it the algae?
The green toxic algae along the coastlines of Florida, and it's nasty, and it's ruining the water, and the property values, and tourism along the coast is dying, and animals are dying, and manatees are dying. But
it's a purge.
But the governor's coming in today to support the candidacy of Francis Irish Catholic Bigot Rooney, who's coming in today. And
to hear all about your green algae.
You want to see? Here's his commercial. He comes in. Hey, I don't want those Islam Muslims. Well, what about the water, sir? People are dying because of the water. Keep the Mexicans. No, what about the water? Our water is killing us, sir. The dump, the runoff. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you. I believe in Mother Teresa. No, but the water. Hold on. The water is toxic. It's poison. Yeah. Defund Planned Parenthood. Thank you. Anyway, that's just a little microcosm of Florida politics that I thought I'd share.
Does he do a lot of TV? Your politicians love TV down there.
They love TV. This guy's got like buckets of money.
Sure.
So he's on all the time. Every single commercial that I have seen, Hillary has a national buy that's this big generic national buy that she runs down here. But every local spot has been, these politicians, I'll defund. I'll make them stop. There we go. Yeah, that's it. Every one of them. Hey, Gully.
I have another question about your hip, please.
Yeah. Yes, go ahead. Okay. I'm ready to answer all questions.
So when you see that incision, and you're not a vain man, right?
Yes.
And that incision really would depict how serious a surgery was.
Right.
Right? So it's like a nice wake up. I'll be like, all right. They didn't glue this
together.
It's kind
of the first clue that I'm like, this is a big deal. it's a big deal that they opened my whole side up.
Mm-hmm. The hip that they put in you. Do you know what model it is? Have you seen it before?
I know it's that if I was older, they would have put the metal or the metal type in.
Yeah, sure.
But this is a ceramic one that is designed. It's designed to last longer.
Mike, I've actually seen the model at Chris Cooley's gallery. He made it in his kiln. It's a beautiful Chris Cooley hip.
Yeah, it's a sports hip.
Now, with, exactly after Oscar has asked you a model number, which I think might be a little too specific, my question is much more general. Yeah. I know you're feeling a lot of pain. Is the pain where the hip is in the bone?
I'm not feeling the pain, as much pain as I am feeling depleted.
But but is there a source of pain? Do you feel where the bone is or where the incision is? Because I think
incision right now is you feel deep pain where they put the hip in. It's
sure.
sore.
Right.
It's like a muscle soreness.
Ah, that's exactly what we're asking. Yeah.
But on the surface, it's more of an itchy thing because it's healing.
And you can't itch,
that's what's happening right now. You can't scratch it. No, because I've got 50 staples along the scar.
Mm. What about little Michael? How's he adjusting to his new papa?
He is an absolute champ. Concern, not fear, because you hear that they get scared.
Yeah.
Right. This type of thing. They're going to look at it and get scared. He's just very he's very aware of it, that I have to be, you know, that I don't move as fast.
Right.
He's nurturing. It's been amazing to watch him. He's a lot of fun.
She got Carl's
now, his
personality.
Is sure. But anyway, I'm sorry. That wasn't... Well, here's the thing. Hold on, as I dab my brow.
Yes,
I will tell you, Mrs. O'Mara has been wonderful. She's been terrific. Mr. O'Mara is not the greatest patient in the world. And so
now this surprises me.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a battle, to be honest with you.
Are you easier to deal with now than you were, say, earlier in the week? Are you getting better at being a patient?
Today I've been good. Today I've been really, really good because
the day is young. But
no, but I'm also you progress steadily. In the middle of the night last night, we had a problem. Here's the deal. As you guys know, Carla was going to get some remodeling done when this was happening. So we got laminate floors, wood floors throughout the entire domicile. And we got that done prior to this because we're down here and we figured we'd get everything taken care of. So
right.
That's the way it worked. One of the things you need to do when you move carpeting out of a room and you put down hardwood floors is you still need to stabilize certain pieces of furniture.
Okay, because a hardwood floor, it's going to have a lot more likelihood to roll around.
Viscosity is what they call it.
Do they?
Last night, before we turned in, I said, quote, to Mrs. O'Mara, I said, you know what's going to get me eventually is this bed. Because this bed, being on a hardwood floor, is unfortunately moving a little bit. And during my mounts and dismounts, where I have to transition to my little walker.
Yes, they're called transitions, not mounts, I believe.
The bed has tended to travel. And on a couple of occasions, I've kind of had to catch myself.
Right.
And so Carl said, I could run out right now and get, because we had a piece of carpet on there. It wasn't the right one. So we went out. We were going to get another one. And she was planning on doing that today. And she said, well, I could go out right now. I said, it can wait till tomorrow. Boy, was I wrong.
Oh, okay? Boy.
So here's the deal. This bed tends to wander a little bit because it's on a rollers, which are designed for carpeting. And it is now on a hardwood floor. And it's kind of traveling all over the place.
Yeah, skating.
And because I did not attach the headboard to it, there is nothing that is anchoring this bed to the sleep number frame on the bed that I adore, that I love.
Yes.
And incidentally, I have to say, this bed that I love and I love and I love, I don't know if I would have made it without this particular bed.
Really?
It's so perfect. It's so, you know, with the adjustments.
Pre-op
lifting
and
up
post-op.
The head, and it's pre-op and post-op.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it. Last night at 2:30 in the morning, I have to go winky-tink, and I don't realize that when I transitioned to go night-night,
mm-hmm.
I gave myself maybe about 5 inches.
Okay.
Between me and the end of the bed. And because I gave myself that 5 inches, when I got up and I flipped my feet over to the right side, and there was nothing there. And I went straight down, like, from bed level, king-size bed level, crashed on the floor. Carla says, Jesus Christ, are you all right? And I'm on there, and I'm basically looking like John Belushi in Animal House when he's on the ladder.
Yeah.
I'm on the ground. I landed on my right side. Thank God.
Okay,
thank
so God. Not but where I'm the incision
on,
is.
I am on the floor, and I'm making sounds like this. I'm going,
oh. Well, think if you really think about it, and I want to correct myself. It's the coefficient of friction of the actual hardwood floors compared to the rug.
That didn't help because there was nothing I could eat with my feet. I was going down no matter what.
Yeah,
there was
okay.
My feet weren't going to help me in that
You didn't slip.
Situation.
There just was nothing there.
Right.
Right, exactly.
Got it.
I was going to go down anyway.
When you fell, did you feel any initial pain?
Yeah, I felt that the first thing you feel is it kind of goes through your whole body from right to left. And my first thought is, you know, the first thing you don't want to do is dislocate the new joint, the brand new joint, because that's under the knife again. Hey, wouldn't that be great?
Closely followed by popping stitches.
And popping stitches, the whole thing. We immediately checked me out. I am on the ground. There is no chair or anything. All there is bed level. Which is ye old king. You know, in America, we love our high beds, that sit 12 feet above the floor. So I've got that, and I've got a dresser, and I immediately am invoking the commercial from years ago.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Did the fall itself, did it happen in slow motion to you?
No.
It just happened.
No, it was like taking, a bag of flour and letting it go and dumping it on the floor. There was nothing that stopped me. I went straight down. I'm on my right side. Carla is completely freaked out. And then it goes from freaking out to, okay, all right, we're going to get you up. We're going to get you. And I said, stop. Because I think I'm okay now, and I think the only way I'm going to really F myself up is if I try to be Chuck Norris and pop up and be Jean-Claude Van Damme and get up. I said, we're going to do this slowly. Yeah.
Get a pillow. Throw me the comforter.
Pillow.
I'll lay here till the morning.
Get a pillow. Call 911. Dial 911. I'm lying on the ground. I know that I have to get up. There is no real way that I'm seeing myself get up onto the bed or anywhere else at this point in time. So we decide we're going to bring a chair in from the living room.
Okay.
And bring it. By the way, we're not talking about a big house here.
You know, no.
Go the 3.5 feet into the living room and bring the chair in.
Yeah.
And then I'm looking at the chair. So she brings the chair in, and I realize that is about 4 inches longer. And she says, can't you do the tricep? I said, yeah, that's right. Book my passage to Rio, and I'll see you at the men's gymnastic competition right now.
Exactly.
No problem
just
at
like
all.
Just like the parallel bars.
Yes,
what if I were to hang rings?
Yes.
Could you
no
lift yourself
problem.
Up on rings?
Yeah, I mean, I
you're
know
doing
I've
the
done,
iron cross?
I'm, yeah,
can
I can
you
do
the iron cross?
Yeah, I can pull. I can hoist my massive frame up, and I can do this right. No, my fat ass is not getting up on that chair by doing, because at one point she has my elbow up on the seat of the chair, and I'm like, okay, yeah, that'll be cool. So I'll push up, and then I'll do the flip, and I'll catch myself, and with my Herculean strength, I will haul my fat balls up onto this seat and have no problem whatsoever. No, we look down, and down the hallway goes to the bathroom, and there is the tub.
Ah.
And I said, you know what? The tub is a much less significant little incline. I'm thinking,
bring me the tub.
We will
get
no,
the
I,
tub, Carla.
No, I'm going to have to drag myself down
oh,
the hallway
no.
to the
oh.
tub. And listen, there's no pain involved in this. All there is just noodling it through.
This radio's Mike O'Mara, though.
But you are, Mike. You are on the floor.
Carla may have said that line. Not that day, but she said it. But you are in that bed. You are in that bed.
You can't hang get up there. Without a tub. You're nothing but a pile.
Try doing your tricep lifts. You know why you can't? Because you got no muscle tone, boy.
I put your elbows on the chair, and now you still can't do squats.
You're screwed. Pre-op exercise is my yes.
So I move myself down, and I slide myself into the tub area. And I said, okay, I'll be able to do this. I was like, but there's a question. I need that extra 2 inches that would get me from tub to chair. I just need a... And suddenly we realize for the little guy, we've got his little step stool where he brushes his teeth.
Perfect.
Perfect little plastic. So we take his little thing and I get up on the tub. I put my elbow on his little plastic thing. I put my right arm on the chair and I haul my fat ass up onto the chair. Success.
Fantastic.
I am onto the chair. Woo! And then, and after the chair, I'm up and I hurl myself up to the walker. I'm so pathetic.
No, no.
This is so
pathetic. You're a man in recovery.
And that's when we do the assessment. We check the scar for
serpage.
Scar.
And there is no serpage. Everything seems to be fine. And I make the transition. And so far today, outside of the fact that I've probably lost 11 pounds doing this show today, I think there's no real problem at all. And I think everything's hunky-dory. This was much more of a deal, Wade, than I ever anticipated. I can't say enough about the people that took care of me when I was in the hospital. With that said, I will give you a slight caveat here. There are, as far as my personal experience, there are good nurses and there are great nurses.
I'd agree with that.
I had good nurses and I had great nurses. The good nurses are, I try to keep things light. I try to say things that are kind. And the majority of the nurses are good, and they will acknowledge you, they will talk to you, they will look at you, but there's nothing that goes past that kind of impersonal level.
Mm. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And a lot of things that are said like, yeah, okay. And, you know, it's just like that's the response.
They got their eye on the end of their shift. They're going to do their job, but they've got no interest in spending any extra energy on you.
I had two nurses, Eddie and Nadia, that I had lengthy.
A girl personal, Eddie or a boy Eddie?
Boy Eddie,
okay.
from Dominica,
all right.
And a lady named Nadia,
mm-hmm.
Who I had lengthy personal conversations with that were meaningful and intelligent and fun. And those happened to also be the people that were the best caregivers.
Oh, that's
the
nice.
People that I was unable. And look, I'm not slamming anybody here. I'm making a statement of fact. For anybody that might be in this profession, you might be doing this right now and you might not have thought about it. But this is from a patient's perspective. The people that gave me the best care, that I felt were taking care of me and really helping me on my road to recovery, were also the people that happened to engage with me as a human being. That's the fact of reality. The people that did not, that chose not to, were also the people that probably didn't give me the same level that I got. And that's just the way it works. I mean, I was stunned at the difference that can be made when you engage with someone on a human level. And I would say this to anybody in that profession. I think by its very nature, you're going to happen to, the other stuff's going to fall into place. Everybody did a good job. Everybody did the bare essentials. Everybody got the blood work taken, got the assessments done, asked me what side hip it was. You don't get that enough. You don't get that. Is this a left total hip replacement? Yes, my fifth day of telling you that. Yes, thank you very much. Can I have your name, please? Yes, okay. And your birthday. Yeah, you want my birthday, too. And so the last like two or three days. No, actually, the last day I was in the hospital. I said, can I have your name and date of birth? I said, yes, Oscar De La Hoya, 1857. That was one of the ones that was the good nurse. And I think the response was, okay, sorry. Sorry, I didn't like
you're
the
you're feeling
joke,
better.
But, but anyway, it was just, you know, the people that, I have to say this, it was my opinion that the people that gave me the best care, that I had the most meaningful conversations, were the smartest ones too.
Ooh.
I'm sorry. That's just
Don't be sorry. That's
guy
speaks
Eddie
well
from
of
Dominica
them.
And Nadia, I think maybe from Cuba. I'm not sure, but she was, you know, she engaged and she had we had a conversation about some stuff, and it was just so gratifying when you try to engage and then there was one other category of caregiver that I would put into the category of they just don't want to rock the boat.
Ah.
They just don't. They don't want anything. So, I better ask somebody else. I better. No, I don't want it. No. Okay, I'm not the right person. Could I get a glass of water? Might want to check with your nurse for that one.
Oh, boy.
Duh.
Yeah.
But anyway, but other than that, I thought from beginning to end, I can't say enough about the people that were taking care of me, and they did a fantastic job. They're still doing a fantastic job. You know, I'm going to do follow-up visits. And what you do is when you go through this, you get your surgery, you get your pre-op stuff, and these guys are, you know, it's a machine.
Yeah.
And they're professionals, and they've done it a few times. Would anyone like to hazard a guess as to the day that I got my hip replacement, that my fabulous doctor, who, by the way, has agreed to come on this show.
Cool.
How many procedures he did on that particular morning that he was doing mine. Might have been a day. I got mine done in the morning, but I asked him how many were scheduled on that particular
It's a lengthy day. Operation. I would hate to think more than two.
Yeah, I would say two.
Ah, okay. 14.
What?
Whoa.
14. 14. Yeah, I know. I
conveyor belt.
And from this, he manages to make a living.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I only work one day a month.
That's right. Would you like that hip sent to your mansion or your yacht? There you go. That's fantastic. But no, he did a great job, and I love the
14?
Drug. 14 on the.
Yeah, you want to get in on one of maybe.
Not all hip replacements. There were all sorts of other little things they were doing as
well. But, wouldn't you think it would be great to be in the top five there? Because he might get sloppy about number 12.
Yeah,
he's sleepy.
Sheer numbers.
Hey, you know what? You want the guy that does a lot.
Yeah.
That's the way I hear it.
True.
Nothing has proved anything wrong to me or otherwise. What?
You want
to
buy
a
bulk.
we're going to take a break, and I'll have more details on this as the weeks continue. But we're going to take a break and come back with, hey, our very last news you may not need of this week.
Hey!
And then because this was so hard to do, we're going to take another week off. Thank you very much. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
She would be ready, but
there is no question. I'm yelling at you. That's right. Now that I'm out of the race, I have lots of time to spend at the shore. I even have a new nickname, Sun Bernie. And I love the Mike O'Mara Show. Feel the funny every night, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Are you hiring?
Hire that man. Do you want
to find the best candidates? Of course you do. But face it, putting your job in one place is not going to cut it. If you want to find the perfect hire, you got to think big and you have to be smart, ladies and gentlemen. You got to find the right candidates and you need to post to all the job sites. And you can do it with ZipRecruiter.com. We love ZipRecruiter.com. Our listeners love ZipRecruiter.com. You can post to all the top job sites, even social media like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city for any industry nationwide. Find your candidate. And once you find them, your qualified candidates will roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No more useless emails or bothersome phone calls to your office. ZipRecruiter lets you quickly screen candidates, rate them, and then hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 800,000 businesses. That's 800,000 people. It's wonderful. We love it. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter absolutely free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Please do it today.
News.
Hi, everybody. Pokemon Go, we were talking about at the beginning of the show. It has officially taken over. But some people have found themselves in dangerous situations while catching those critters. Yeah, Oscar was talking about somebody diving off a cliff. Here are five tips to keep you, yourself and your kids safe while playing. Rob, I know you're going to be taking your youngsters out to the park tonight, so you might want to be careful.
Well, you know, Mike, it's sort of hot here in D.C. Once the sun goes down, we might go critter catching.
Yeah. Well, you got to be careful. Here's number one. Play with friends, okay, or have dad close by. Play with people you know. Reduces the chance you'll be targeted by someone with bad intentions. There's a story this week about a guy who was randomly stabbed late at night while he was playing in our crazy world. Number two, look up. You need to be looking at your phone to play, but you don't want to get so caught up that you forget to look up from time to time. You know nobody's going to heed that advice. That's just the way it's going.
Of course.
Number three, don't play when you're driving. 6 out of 10 teen car crashes involve driver distraction. That includes being distracted by
red
games
light?
Like Pokemon Go. Number four, it's not all free. Uh-oh.
What's this now?
It's free to download the app to your phone, but in-app purchases cost between 99 cents and $99.99.
$100? What are you buying for $100? Cheaters.
Cheaters are doing that.
Yeah. Cheaters not never
natural.
Prosper, Mike.
Not, not Goldie a natural Bond, progression.
Or Goldie Bond or whatever the hell. Goldie Bond. Number five.
Hi.
Hi there.
It's Goldie.
I'm in the South now.
I'm doing talk and I've got a Pikachu.
And number five, take a break. The game can be addictive, so take a break every now and then to actually enjoy being outside during the summer time. So that's it. That's all I have.
That's top five, Mike.
It's going to be great when you get out and you need to walk on that hip. It's going to give you a reason to walk around the neighborhood.
Yeah, and little Michael's going to love it.
Oh, he's going to adore it.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a lot of players in this neighborhood. They announced the 2016 Emmy nominations yesterday, and Game of Thrones led the pack for the third year in a row, deservedly so in my opinion. 23 nominations, one less than last year. It's getting to be pretty predictable. Here's what's less predictable. Coming in second was The People versus O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story.
Really?
I'm really surprised at that. I kind of bailed on that. I watched,
I watched the whole series.
Did you like it, Oscar? Did you stay with it?
Oh, there was 10 or 12 episodes.
I think it was a 10-episode thing. Did they get nominated?
At episode 7, I said I wanted to bail because it was the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
I stayed with it simply because I was so invested, but the first four episodes really pulled me in.
All right. Well, it's got a lot of nominations.
Were they nominated for Best Supporting Schwimmer?
Schwimmer. Oh, that's right. Oh, by the way,
that's the reason you didn't watch it.
Feed the Beast, which is somebody recommended that. Oh, right. I watched two of those episodes. Well, here's my nonverbal imitation of David Schwimmer.
Okay.
Every scene ever done by David Schwimmer.
Let me kill the music.
It's the Ross.
Yeah,
it's the Ross. We're on
the
a
Ross
break.
Look.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see.
We're on a break.
Fargo got 18 nominations. Veep came in fourth with 17.
Yeah, Mike, I know what you're doing.
Yeah. Have to give it another try. The most nominations for a comedy. It's on HBO, so obviously HBO and FX are pumped. Here's how it breaks down by channel. HBO, 94 nominations. FX, 56. Netflix, 54. Got to find out if our Bloodline got nominated, Pony. I'd like to see if that happened. NBC 41, ABC 35, CBS 35, Fox with 29.
That's nice.
Wow. Hey, I didn't get a chance to say Fox's coverage of golf is probably the worst abomination in sports broadcasting. As a matter of fact, Joe Buck has turned into the worst abomination. He's terrible.
And you know what?
He doesn't want to be there.
And look where he started. He was never all that great when he was being good.
Yeah. Daddy was good, though. PBS got 26, AMC 24, Showtime with 22. As for shows that got 10 nominations or more, Saturday Night Live got 16.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
House of Cards, 13. The Night Manager? Has anybody watched that one?
I don't even know about it.
Silicon Valley with 11. Downton Abbey with 10. Grease Live, Rob, got 10 nominations.
A lot of those will be tech nominations, I imagine, though.
And Transparent, I haven't watched that. That got 10.
Okay.
So, there we go. Mick Jagger's 8th child is on the way.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
The mother is a 29-year-old ballerina named Melanie Hamrick. They have been...
But why does ballerina make me laugh?
Just come on. Come on, get on your knees. They've been
plie.
Plie for me. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Rats on the east side.
Rats uptown.
They've been dating for 2 years. Mick is 72. His other kids range in age from 17 to 45. Fellow Rolling Stone Ron Wood just became the father of twins in May. At least these kids will never want for anything except probably fathers. <There you go>. I can make that joke because it's kind of true.
Oh, yeah.
The Arizona Diamondbacks just announced a new product going on sale at Chase Field when the second half of the season starts tomorrow. It's an ice cream sundae that weighs 2 pounds.
Ooh.
Hey.
It includes 3 big scoops of ice cream, chocolate syrup, sprinkles, whipped cream, brownies, and a waffle cone.
I love when they pluralize brownies.
The whole thing checks in at 3,540 calories and will run you $25.
You know what it should say, Mike, on the board at the snack bar? It should say, perfect for sharing.
Perfect for sharing, yeah. Well, it's just like the big one we get at Buca de Pepper.
Oh, this is so good for you. It's a lot of spoons.
You share that with the whole family when the girls come down. Going to be so much fun. A new survey found 58% of people say they're more likely to do some day drinking during the summer than any other time of year. Shocker. We all know that.
Right.
I just decided I'd share this with you because these are the 10 places where we like to do our day drinking. It's obvious, but to me,
okay,
it just made
it's
me
a nice
feel
reminder,
good.
Mike.
So I thought, yeah, just a reminder for everybody.
And it'll allow me to update my bucket list to make sure I've day drank in all these places.
Yeah, and let me see. You know what? I'll hit a dinger for everyone.
Okay.
I've done. A barbecue.
Oh, of course.
A yes. A picnic. Yes.
Yes.
I have done that. At a pool. I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
At the beach. Yes. Done it. The patio of a bar.
Bar.
Yes. A sporting event. Yes.
Yes.
A concert. Yes. A music festival. Yes. A beer garden. Yes,
ooh,
technically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like at a street festival. They'll
and
beer
a rooftop
garden.
Bar. That's all 10.
Woo!
I'm covered.
Perfect.
Thank you very much. Very good. There it is. It's easy. Thank you. Firefighters. Now a little something something. Firefighters in Tennessee say a local woman caused a fire after attempting to barbecue a brisket in her bathtub.
Oh, no.
Doesn't she know that's not right?
That's not right. Fire crews reported that the woman lit a wood-burning grill inside her bathtub and placed the meat on a wire rack
yes.
across the rim before the heat melted through the tub's fiberglass exterior.
Oh, so it wasn't even a ceramic tub. It was a fiberglass tub.
Fiberglass tub.
Sure.
Probably a bath fitter's. The tub the tub and the brisket were a total loss, and the apartment below suffered minor water damage as a result of the incident. Just want to say one last thing about this. All of this could have been avoided if she had simply read the book, Tad Patterson's Bathroom Brisket Made Easy. Thank you. I'm back, Tab. Just thought I'd throw that in there for you, buddy. We will take a break. Come back with the final audio vault of the week. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Willkommen zu Your Daily German, where we learn only the bare necessities. Today, we learn the three most important sentences in German. Sie müssen die Kekse und Kuchen Show hören. You must hear the Cake and Cookies Show. Es ist auf der ganzen Welt gehört. It is heard around the world. Nor auf der Mike O'Mara Show Netzwerk. Only on the Mike O'Mara Show Network. Und am MikeOmaraShow.com. And on MikeOmaraShow.com. TMOS. Über alles.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. There was nothing more fun than smoothly gliding my Harry's razor against my face. It was wonderful. Shaving's important. You do it every day. So stop compromising your shave. Get started with Harry's. You don't have to pay way too much for a comfortable shave or settle for a low price, low quality razor. Harry's offers a great shave at a great price. Harry's makes its own high quality razors, eliminating the middleman, and ships directly to your door for half the price of the leading brand. Good shave, good price. It's simple. Get the best of both worlds at Harry's. We're talking 5 German crafted blades, a flex hinge, and a lubricating strip, all 100% guaranteed. For a full refund if you're not happy, I shave with Harry's. It was bliss today. Harry's starter set is called the Truman. An amazing deal. It's perfect for new customers. Just $15 and you get a razor handle, moisturizing shave cream, and 3 of Harry's 5-blade German-engineered razors. Plus, with our listeners, Harry's will shave $5 off your first purchase with our promo code TMOS. Go to harrys.com and look for the Truman set. Yes. That's harrys.com. Enter code TMOS at checkout and get $5 off and help support our show. Stop compromising. Give Harry's a try today. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Friday, July 15, 2016. Enjoy Rob's audio vault while I stand up a bit.
Thank you. Please do. Would you like, before we start, do you want my 30-second review on Ghostbusters?
Please.
Yeah, it was... disappointing. I did not like it.
Okay, so first off, how did you get there?
Can you give us more detail maybe the next time we come back? Because it'll still be hot when we get back.
Okay, yeah, we can get into detail if you like. But it was, I will say this, Mike, one of the thoughts I had while I was watching it is Mike O'Mara would really, really hate this. Because
well,
it was,
I mean, were you able to tolerate it or was it
yeah,
just
there
crap?
Was laughs in it, but if you try to compare it to the original, It is less clever. There's nothing.
Even the original is a hack. Jive.
Oh, no, I really have a soft spot in my heart for the original.
No, I really like the first one. Yeah. And there's the problem is that it's what? It's 30-some years ago, right? There's nothing that they did in the new one that's better than the original. If you can't make it better, don't remake it.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. How packed was the theater? It's a Thursday night.
It was the first showing, 7 o'clock opening night. There was 24 people there.
Ooh,
I think they're going to take a slam this weekend. I mean, if that's any indicator, we will see.
Man.
But anyway, I'll give you a full recap when we come back and also discuss how I made myself really look like an a-hole when I got to the theater. So you have that to look forward to, which is nice. Mike, what golfer is always a disappointment? Always. It's always Phil Mickelson, right?
Oh, yeah.
So yesterday they're playing the tournament is the Open. I guess the course is not a very tough one. 27 players shot 63 yesterday.
Oh.
27 players shot 63. But here's the deal. In a major, no one has ever shot a 62. No one has ever done
it.
And Phil Mickelson had one putt to do it, and he lipped out. Thank you, Phil Mickelson, for always disappointing.
Oh, no. How did it stay out? A putt to make golfing history, and it rims out on the 18th hole.
Story of his life.
Yeah, exactly. He's really, you know what? He is right now lumped in, instead of being the greatest of all time, lumped in with 27 others.
That
congratulations.
Record in general could have made up for so much disappointment.
It could have. It would even make up for his haircut. I mean, it could have made so many things right.
He just didn't look right.
Didn't look right. Also, never a disappointment, Hillary Clinton, when she tells her funny jokes, this is the best joke from yesterday's rally.
I don't know who created Pokemon Go, but I'm trying to figure out how we get them to have Pokemon go to the polls.
Boo.
I really feel like an arsonist when I hear something like that. Some change must be made. That's horrible.
Well, you know what? I mean, it's like get some more energy. That's what I want.
Something.
Yeah. Doesn't she? You sound healthier than she does. Like,
yeah.
She did a speech somewhere over the week where it was just, and you know, it just worries me, man. We're on the precipice.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
And you know where she's getting?
Wake up, snap the underwear. You know, snap your big granny panties. I mean, really, come on now.
Her big flesh-colored granny panties.
Really, come on. Wake up. You're the smartest. You're the best qualified.
But she's getting in that zone where she's going to say, I need a lozenge.
Snort an Adderall.
Yeah, right, something.
Exactly.
Tara Reid. I think we all know that Tara Reid's career is over. She used to be something.
Oh, man.
Now she's, you know, hanging on by a Sharknado thread. She realizes this. She's on a talk show yesterday, and she talks about her current project is a Bollywood piece, and she doesn't even understand how it works, and she actually says at the end of it, where is my career?
It's called Tie the Knot, so it's Hollywood meets Bollywood. It's completely a different process of filming. I mean,
I still
you're talking and people...
What's that?
This might have sounded attractive when I was 23. It doesn't sound attractive now that I'm 48. Thank you. Right.
I've had some botched plastic surgeries, and where's my career?
We'll just break out into a dance. You're like, what is it? To me, it's even weirder than Sharknado. Oh. You know, so I was doing that movie and Sharknado at the same time, and I'm like, what am I doing anymore? Like, what's happening?
By the way.
Like, where did my career go from?
Here's the thing. And this, you know, be careful what you wish for. In the event that my bar had been a really, really big success,
yeah,
I'd sound exactly like that, only with a lower voice right now.
Yeah, I suppose. But to be fair, even if your bar had succeeded, both of your breasts would look the same.
Exactly. But it would be basically, you say, hey, how's everything going? Mike, how long have you been on a radio?
A couple of years now. It's all right. We got a big St. Patrick's Day prank coming. It's going to be fantastic. Thank you.
And then this is where you say, what happened to my career?
Exactly.
So we've played stuff like this before. Do you know what the Flopatron is?
No.
It is a network of what looked to be like maybe 64 or 75 floppy disk drives, old school floppy disk drives.
Yeah.
They can program them to read discs to melodies. Here's the Flopatron version of the Emmy Award-honored Game of Thrones theme.
I love these.
Every floppy disk plays a different tune.
These nerd nicks.
Yeah.
I love them.
Couldn't get much nerdier than this, could it?
So cool, though. Can you imagine sitting there in that room being like, we're getting it. We're doing it now. Record.
It's happening. It's happening.
I think that's cool.
So that is the Flopatron. I will buy that album, I believe. And let us close with this. I found this fascinating. Bryan Cranston, who we all know from the Breaking Bad, also played the dentist on Seinfeld, right?
Yes.
And he gave some insight about what it was like being on the set of Seinfeld. And you would think that the surrounding characters would be the ones that would break character and make a take be ruined. But that is not the case.
The construct of the show is brilliant. Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld are geniuses. And coming on to that show was like going to comedy camp. I was invited to participate in their comedy. And it was so much fun. The time we had to stop rolling the tape often because Jerry would be laughing. He was the one who cannot keep a straight face. When you watch the show now, you'll see him smiling constantly. That's the best take they had of him not actually laughing, just smiling and trying to contain himself.
I love that, that Jerry was the one that was screwing up. But then you also think, well, it's because I'm the funniest guy ever.
No,
Jerry!
But see, I mean, look, I don't know for sure, but I heard it like a long term, like a really long format interview when they had Elaine or
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yes. And they said that the way that they built that actual, like a writing table where they're going through the walkthrough or the script.
The read-through
at a table is they would each individually pick other people and say their line isn't funny enough, right?
Okay.
So they would try to build everyone around them, even if they were going to be funnier, to be funny. So when you would watch the show, you never knew where the funny was going to come from.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty cool,
and
right?
You know what? That's generous as far as actors go. So most people fight for it. Anyway, that is your Magic Audio Vault. Welcome back, Mike. Have a great weekend, everybody.
That's it. Another Merle, thank you for coming in. We appreciate that.
Another
thank you
Merle.
For all your support. We appreciate everything you do for us, and thanks for being such a loyal fan of the show.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us every day on the air or online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, our address is TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag segment can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. I'm coming, darling. Yes, I know I'm leaking. Thank you very much. The Mike O'Mara Show is all about you. Thanks for your continued passionate support of all things TMOS. That's it. We appreciate that. I got to go by, and I'm going to hang up on you guys right after we're done here.
Okay. See you later.
Love you. Better.
Take care.
See
bye-bye.
You soon.
So long,
ciao,
everybody.
Ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Remember the 5th of November.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.